Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful VBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm happy you decided to join me this evening, and thanks so much for being here. I really think you're going to enjoy my guest this evening, and I know we're going to have a great time, and she is most charming as well. Known as one of America's most versatile psychics, Annette Martin seems to do it all. She's not only a gifted psychic, but she has the ability to psychically diagnose illness and disease before the physicians, perform what some have regarded to be miraculous healings. She works as a psychic detective with her partner, Chuck Seymour, and assisting law enforcement agencies under the name of Closure for You Investigations. She has participated in some of America's most sensational ghost-busting cases, been termed the radio psychic due to the many radio show programs and appearances around the country. She's received national exposure for her psychic ghost hunting and police work. Her degree in psychology, coupled with her natural psychic ability, makes her personal counseling accurate and effective. She's been featured in most California newspapers, made numerous national and international appearances on TV. She appeared on Good Morning America, Entertainment Tonight, 48 Hours, Montel Williams Show, A&E, and Fox News, just to name a few. She's also appeared in 4 episodes with the Discovery Channel, Discovery Europe, History Channel, and Travel Channel. She's earned recognition as a psychic teacher and facilitator and has trained thousands of students at her Institute of Intuitive Research in Campbell, California. In fact, it was her many years of teaching experience in this field that served as the basis for her recently published book, Discovering Your Psychic World, a psychic workbook acclaimed by novices and experts alike. You've got to give this lady credit for 39 years as a practicing psychic, and I'm sure there isn't much she hasn't done or experienced, and it's just my pleasure to welcome Annette to the show. Hi, Annette. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Allison, and good evening to you and all your listeners.
Well, I hear that you have some good news. Apparently, Gift of the White Light, which is a book written by James Frey, which is a story of your life. It is on the bestseller list on hardback and also on Kindle, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's so exciting because this biography of my life is just filled with tales of ghosts and murder and adventures galore. And the story all begins when I first discovered my psychic gift at age 7. Can you believe?
So, you're 7. What happens?
Well, what happened was I was playing with a group of my friends in San Francisco, where I was born and raised, and we were playing Kick the Can and having a wonderful time. And I looked up in the sky, and in the sky, oh, my gosh, I saw a vision of my dear friends throwing rocks and sticks at me and stoning me to death. Now, can you imagine seeing something like that?
Oh, my God.
Well, I was so surprised. And I thought, oh, Annette, this just has to be your vivid imagination. And so I dismissed it. Well, about 10 minutes later, suddenly I started feeling rocks hit my foot and a stick hit my leg and then another stick hit my back. And I got really scared then, and I thought, this is not good, and I started to run. And as I started to run, then all of my friends started chasing me and throwing more rocks. And more.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Can you believe? And so,
well, hello, Introduction to Psychic 101.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't have been something a little bit more pleasant. I don't know.
Well,
I've seen your angel at the end of the bed would have been a nice for starters.
Wouldn't that have been nice? Yeah.
But that was the beginning for you.
That was the beginning. And then what happened was I ran up my own stairs, and suddenly, as I'm crying and I'm bleeding and I'm pounding on the door, forgetting totally that my mommy and daddy were at work. Now, I'm only 7 years old, so, you know, so I turned around and faced all my friends, and suddenly I heard this masculine voice say to me, pick up that stick. Oh, I thought it was my daddy, so I turned around again, but nobody was there. And then he said to me again, he said, pick up that stick and throw it. Well, I looked down at my right foot, and there was a stick about 13 inches long. And as I looked at that stick, I knew that I had to make a very, very big decision. Either I was going to pick up that stick and throw it, or my friends were going to kill me.
Oh, my God. Now, what? Okay, I know that this is, you're getting a lot of psychic information, but what on God's green earth would cause a whole bunch of kids to want to kill you? I mean, you must have been in a pretty rough neighborhood. I don't understand.
No, I wasn't.
Where did you grow up, for God's sake?
In San Francisco, not Chicago.
My God. You poor little thing.
Yeah, well, there was no provocation, Allison, whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
well,
this was a whole setup, okay, obviously.
Sure, obviously.
Yeah, for me to make the decision, and so I did pick up the stick, and I threw it, and I hit one of the little boys straight across the nose, broke his nose, and
good
at that point in time, all the parents then came out of the house to see what had happened, what was going on, because he screamed bloody murder. Well, they took him away, and to make a very long story very short, what happened was, after that, about a week or so, I was walking down Market Street, which is the main street in San Francisco, with my mother, and we were shopping, and this woman walked by. And I turned, and I looked at this woman, and I looked at her stomach, and I saw all these black bugs in her stomach. So I turned to my mother and said, Mommy, Mommy, you have to go and talk to that lady and tell her she's got to go see her doctor, because I see all these black bugs in her tummy. My mother just looked at me and said, what? And I repeated myself, and she said, oh, Annette, I'm sure that she'll go and see the doctor. And I said, oh, okay. And off we went down the street and finished our shopping. So that was sort of the very beginning of my medical intuitive life.
Right.
And it just went on from there.
Well, what needs really to be said, and really this is, you know, why I think someone such as yourself, with the amount of experience that you have, for how many years you've been doing this, certainly in a time that wasn't necessarily supportive of what you do, certainly a time where there's great skepticism and even, you know, criticism, you know, you've been at this for a long time.
Yes,
and, you
I
know,
have.
And frankly, you know, I'm just going to say this, you know, in all honesty, it seems like everybody and his brother has turned into a psychic lately, and yet you're one of the oldies but goodies. I'm saying that with a lot of love.
Well, you know, John Holland calls me the well-known, you know, he's a well-known medium.
Absolutely, I know John, yeah.
Right. He refers to me as the mother of all psychics.
Well, good. We need a mother of all psychics.
Yeah,
and
that's
and I think
cool.
What's really wonderful, I did not get your book, Gift of the White Light, sent to me. However, I did get your Discovering Your Psychic World. And
oh,
I have
I'm
to
sorry.
Say, I have studied just about everything that's in your book. Certainly myself, I'm psychic. Certainly I have had my fair share of experiences. And I really found this book to be all-inclusive. I mean, anything, it really does give a great deal of insight. I really like the exercises that you have in here. You know, because often they say if you've got the ability, you've got to use that muscle. And there's a lot of exercises in here that are very insightful to give you direction, to explain what things are, to tell you what to do to practice. Just really an all-encompassing book. So I give you a lot of kudos. And God knows there's a tremendous amount of experience on your part behind all of these words. And I thought that this was very impressive. And I would certainly, recommend your book for someone who is looking to develop their own abilities. So
thank
wonderful.
You very
I didn't
much.
Get a copy of the other book, so I'm sorry I can't make much of a comment about it, but I'm very happy for you that it is on the bestseller list. But what I adore about you is 39 years, God bless your heart, you know. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
Well, number one thing I want to ask you is, you know, every year when we approach the new year, everyone wants to know. I mean, I'm a numerologist. Everybody's asking me, what are your predictions, Allison? I was wondering, do you have any feelings about 2010? Do you actually make predictions?
I don't anymore, but one of the things that I would like to say is that what I'm seeing for 2010 is tremendous changes, mm-hmm. and that people need to really, really pay attention as to what is going on with their lives. It's kind
right.
of like opening up your eyes really wide
mm-hmm.
and looking around you and
mm-hmm.
seeing what is happening.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's kind of what I'm seeing.
I think being, right, maybe even being more open to look for the truth a little bit more.
Well, exactly.
You know?
That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. But it is, you know, this awareness of looking around yourself to see what is it that you are doing? What is happening in your life? Are
sure.
you really awake?
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, very good, and that's good advice. Now, another thing that I have to say, this is, I had to bring this up basically because my husband is always, I force him to watch paranormal investigation shows. That's one of my little things that I love to do. And he's always yelling and going, why on God's green earth do they always have to have lights out? Why do they always do it in the dark? And I was laughing at the quote that was on your page because you say that you can go in broad daylight, and if a ghost is there, it's there. As soon as you walk in, they come out because they're eager to have someone to talk to.
Exactly.
So my husband would much rather watch you, I'm sure, because he's always yelling, why do we have to turn the lights out? You know, if it happens during the day, why do they always stumble around and trip all over? So I want to ask you, because you must be a little bit stunned, especially being in the business, doing, you know, you crack criminal cases, you are a psychic detective, you've been in this business for a long time. What do you think about this veritable explosion of television shows about ghost hunting? Like, you could look at Ghost Adventures, Psychic Kids, Paranormal State, The Haunted, Ghost Lab, Ghost Hunters. I mean, it's just like, not only the ghost hunting shows, but also you have a lot of shows that feature the paranormal. What do you think about this? There's so much support for what you do.
Well, first of all, I think it's wonderful because the networks are realizing that people want to know more about that. And, of
mm-hmm.
course, the more shows that are out there, the more awareness the general public will get
mm-hmm.
in regards to ghosts, to any type of paranormal aspect that is happening, what is going on with people who are psychic detectives. And I think it's really good, and I did predict that this would happen. And
oh, well, good.
Yeah. So it's really, I think it's a very educational thing. I think there's some that are on television right now that are, you know, not professionals. Well, I'll put it that way. And you
well, good.
Not...
Thank you for answering my next question. See, that just goes to show you're psychic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. And you do not have to go and turn the lights off to talk to a ghost or to see if there is a ghost there or if there is an impression there, which
mm-hmm.
the parapsychologists call a residual haunting,
mm-hmm.
which means that this residual haunting / impression is a videotape that keeps playing over and over and over again. And
mm-hmm.
many people get very confused about that because they think they have a ghost, but in actuality, what they have is a residual haunting / impression.
Okay, now, that's something that perhaps a paranormal investigator will understand. But I think the average person, if you got weird stuff happening in your house, how do you tell the difference?
Well, that is very difficult, and that's what I'm saying. You really need to have someone come in who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And can understand what is happening and to tell the difference between an actual ghost and this impression.
Mm-hmm. I think what was really interesting is we actually interviewed the cast of Ghost Adventures on our show, and I don't think that they realized what they were doing when they first stumbled into it. I mean, I think they really captured some amazing things on film in their first documentary. It's kind of like the beginner's luck. And I actually was talking to Zach and Nick, and they actually were, like the ghosts and things, they actually never had paranormal things happening in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
But once they went out on ghost investigations, then all of a sudden their kitchens were alive at night when they were in their own home. Do ghosts follow you home from these places?
No, they don't. No, I have not had that type of experience. Generally, they do not.
Right.
And
do
so you, but, what but happens is that if a person can create kinetic energy themselves, and what
right.
we have really what we call a poltergeist type of energy is being created generally by a teenager whose hormones are going a little crazy. And
mm-hmm.
so those energies in themselves can cause things to move, can turn on televisions, can turn on radios,
mm-hmm.
and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people get very highly excited or a tremendous amount of anxiety, they can also create this kinetic energy to make things happen.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is very
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, hmm. Well, I'll have to make a suggestion next time they interview them. I'm just kidding.
Well, they probably won't believe you because they
I know they
had that much experience with ghosts or these
well,
impressions.
But it's just interesting to me. I think every show brings a certain point of view. Every show approaches it in a different direction, and I just find it all very fascinating myself. I mean, I think the reason why I'm fascinated is because ever since I was a child, I could not necessarily see anything in the room, but I would be woken up in the middle of the night, and I knew something was in the room, and it
mm-hmm.
was just, and it was really interesting because I'm a numerologist,
mm-hmm.
and so what I actually did was I did research on specific numbers that actually talk about connections to the spiritual realm. And I actually did some research on the most haunted houses and things like that, and they all share the same energy, meaning the same numbers keep repeating over and over
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens the house that I lived in when I was a child was one of those numbers that, that this sort of thing is repeated. It happens. It's almost as though perhaps the energy of the home can actually draw the experience. So having had all these little strange things go on in my room at night when I was a child, I think that is my fascination with it as an adult. I find it very fascinating, the work that you do. I think it takes a tremendous amount of courage, to tell you the truth, but I guess it's all in the, how would you put it, once you understand something, you don't fear it, but it's in the not knowing that's where you get a little scared about things, but once you've gone through it enough times.
That's very true, Allison, yes, and I don't have any fear, and I have never, ever run into any ghosts who are malicious or mean. I've run into ghosts who are confused
mm-hmm.
and don't understand sometimes that they're dead. But
mm-hmm.
that's very different. And
right.
so I do believe that because I have the capability and to be able to counsel people, I can also counsel ghosts, which, of course, is still the consciousness, but we can't see it. Okay, but
right.
the consciousness is still there. And so I'm able to communicate with them and talk to them and ask them questions. Why are they there? What happened to you? Do you have family that was here with you? Who are they? And I go through the whole process of this counseling with them to see if they do want to go into the light. And many of them do, but of course there are many who do not want to go.
I think one thing that I've heard a lot of people say with great concern, because, you know, you get the idea of a ghost or, let's say, a vision or a shadow or an orb or whatever. There's a, you know, and you get the impression, is this person earthbound? Is this person not gone to the light? And then you have people that have loved ones that crossed over and you're having visitations, which means that ghost is not earthbound. The ghost actually is just coming in and saying hello to you and making its presence known, but it is not necessarily earthbound. And I think sometimes I've actually spoken to, you know, many people that have lost their husband that, you know, have had these experiences that worry that they're staying with them. And
well, let me kind of explain that to you. Okay.
Sure, that would be great.
There is a real big difference. Those who have passed over and gone into the light, say if it's a husband who's passed away and the wife will have a dream about him or she will feel that he's in the room. What that is we term that as being a spirit. So the spirit will come for a short period of time and then they will leave again and go back into the light.
Mm-hmm.
So the very big difference, they are not a ghost.
They're not a ghost. Okay.
Is the consciousness that stays in the building, whether
mm-hmm.
it's a house, a hotel, a restaurant, a road, wherever,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
that they are earthbound and they are staying. There's a
okay.
very big difference.
All right. Well, I thank you for explaining that. Well, listen, Annette, what I would like to do is open up the phone lines, if you don't mind, because as much as I would love to talk to you and keep you all to myself, I know that maybe, you know, you might be able to give some, you know, maybe some advice or some readings just to our listeners. So first and foremost, I did not ask you, do you want them to ask you a specific question? What is it that you need in order for you to tap into their energy?
What I need is to have their first name and only one question per caller.
One question per caller. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to open up the lines to the show, and as Annette said, one, give your first name and one specific question. And I am just having a wonderful time speaking with Annette Martin, who really is 39 years. She's been a psychic. She also is a detective, a psychic detective, a medical intuitive. There isn't anything that she hasn't done in her career. She's very well respected. So I really encourage you all to, you know, if you've got a question, you want to call into the show, this is a wonderful opportunity to speak to Annette. So here are the numbers. You can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. You also can call in at 530-327-7602. You can call at 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511, and also 530-876-3222. If you didn't catch those numbers, just go to the front page of bbsradio.com, and the numbers are right there for Station 1, and we'll be taking your calls. I also want to encourage everyone to go visit Annette's website, which is www.annette/martin.com. And the proper spelling and even the link to her website is right there on the front page of BBS. If you just click on Visible by Numbers and scroll down, you'll see her picture, and her website is right there, and you can click right off from there and go explore her website, because there's so much information there on her various television shows that she's been on, press articles, different stories about different things that she's done, her client testimonials. You could just wander around there forever and get to know her a little bit more. And I'm just, you know, really kind of happy that we have this time, you know, to talk to you about stuff. And maybe, you know, like I said, the book, Discovering Your Psychic World, was, you know, to me very eye-opening as far as you being able to teach people how to open up their abilities. But my big question there is don't you have to have some basic abilities? Unless, you know, is a book really going to help you? You know, I mean, it's like, I think we all are psychic to a certain extent, but just because you did a book doesn't mean that you can, you know, hang out your shingle and say you're a psychic. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, everyone is intuitive. Everyone has a sixth sense. And the book not only teaches you how to develop your intuition, but it's to use it in your everyday life. So it isn't to make you into a professional psychic, even though I have put out three professional psychics in my career. But it will help you to understand yourself a lot better, and also to be able to be aware of what is going on out there in the world, and be aware of what people are saying to you. Are they, what the words they're saying to you, are they really telling you the truth, or are they saying something else to you? Mm-hmm. So when you can tune into that, then you can respond to someone in a much better, loving way.
Right. Well, I fully agree that, like, when, as again, is having to take it from, approach it from the perspective that I know best, which is numerology, and basically what the energy of the numbers are talking about. You know, numerology very clearly talks about psychics and mediums and channelers and healers. It is very specific in the energy of certain numbers. Even clairvoyance and clairsentience and empath, all of these things are in the wording of numerology. So to a certain extent, everyone has ability. You know, whether you feel it, whether you hear it, whether you see it, or all of the above, everyone has the ability.
Mm-hmm.
But I also do not feel there's a certain also thing where some of us, it's our path, meaning it's not only what you have, but it's what you're supposed to be doing. It is basically your destiny, okay?
That's right.
So some people that have the ability really are better served to take that, you know, intuitiveness or whatever you might want to call it, and use it in their everyday life, you know, to perhaps work through their problems, to maybe be more perceptive with their clients or with the people that
exactly.
they're dealing with or their family.
Exactly.
And maybe at certain times to warn you, you know, to maybe stay out of a situation. So I think that sometimes people think, oh, I'm psychic, and yes, indeed you are, but is it really your path? Is it your purpose to actually, you know, be someone such as yourself who has really pretty much dedicated your whole life to this profession?
That's right. And, you know, Allison, I do believe that to be able to do what I've been doing all of my life, it takes a very a special, I think, personality. That you have to be very open. You have to have a very good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to get yourself sometimes in a predicament that if you don't have a good sense of humor, it's not going to be good.
Right, exactly. I agree with
and
you.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
exactly.
You have to have a lot of patience, and you have to be very loving and very non-judgmental
exactly.
with people when you're working with people.
Exactly.
And those are criteria that are extremely important. And so I just want to tell you one thing.
Common sense goes a long way, too. I think do no harm. I think sometimes, you know, when people think that they, you know, people blurt things out to me, you know, like they think that I want that information. Well, first
mm-hmm.
off, somebody should ask you for that information. You don't just blurt it out to people sometimes. And also, I think, do no harm. I mean, be very cognizant of what exactly you're giving this person, you know, and the wording and the way in which you say it. I think, you know, that it's very important to have a certain amount of common sense and also to have a bedside manner and also perhaps even have solutions, because sometimes we can point out a problem, but it'd be really nice if you could give them some personal advice on a solution to that problem. So
exactly.
I think you need
yes.
to be a very well-rounded reader.
You absolutely.
Right, and I'm a little bit perplexed because normally once we set the numbers out, usually we get a deluge of calls. So, you know, I'm just going to give a shout out to Seth to double check the lines and make sure that they're open. And once again, I am going to give out the numbers. The toll free number is 888-815-9756. We also are taking calls on 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. 530-413-4511 and 530-876-3222. And I'm almost getting my own little intuitive feeling. I'm not so sure that the calls are going through, because usually we get slammed with calls on that. So,
well, let me tell you, Allison, we're having terrible storms out here.
Are you really?
In California. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's
are.
Right. You guys got all the rain, don't you?
Yes, we have all the rain. There's a lot of electricity in the air, so that may be causing.
Okay.
Telephone
well,
problem.
That's okay, because I'm sure that the information, you know, the conversation, sometimes I, you know, when the phone calls start coming in, you know, sometimes it's not concentrating and spending long enough time with the actual person that we have in order to kind of provide, you know, your wisdom and give you the opportunity to, you know, maybe tell somebody they need to know. One thing I want to point out to our listeners is that you also are recommended by James Prague on his practitioner's page, and that's no small feat, so congratulations there.
Thank you.
And I do think that I just heard a beep, so if you don't mind, I'm going to just take a second and check this out. Who is calling, please?
Allison, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And this
I'm
is Annette, and what she's asking is, ask a specific question.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, do you have a
and
question
I'm looking
for
at
me?
Your picture. I'm looking at your picture, Annette, and you look like you love to laugh.
Yes, I do.
You have a really good sense of humor. I'm looking at that. Nobody can beam a smile like you can.
Oh, well, thank you. My mother told me I was born with a smile on my face.
You must have, because it's still there, girl, and it looks great. Annette, I have a question for you. I've had surgery on my right arm. I lost the right bicep tendon of my arm and the rotator cuff. I only have 50% usage of my arm. I'm very concerned about that. I've been on disability. I have been threatened with my job, that they said they can't hold my job any longer. Do you see the kind of outcome for me on this? Will I go back to work? Will they hold my job?
Okay. Well, first of all, where do you live? Where are you located in the United States?
Philadelphia.
You're in Philadelphia. Okay. What I'm seeing is that you need to have some work done on your arm that will help to heal a lot of the muscle and the tissue. And there is something that I would like to recommend to you. It's called ART. Have you heard of that?
No.
A as in apple, R as in Robert, T as in Tom. Okay?
Okay.
You can look it up on the Internet. And it's a process that they can adjust things and they can help to stimulate the energy to flow through any parts of the body and any parts of the organs. And so I'd like you to look into that, okay?
Okay.
And then the other thing is my feeling about your job is that you need to go in there and talk with them.
I fully intend to.
Yeah, you need to go in, but don't go in being angry. Go in and say, you know, I'm going to try and work with my left hand and my left arm, and you need to try and do that as best as you can.
Well, I'm getting a letter from my doctor saying here's her restrictions, and I intend to do the job to the best of my ability.
Right.
They're going to have to learn that I lost 50% use of my arm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to rehab twice a week, and we are working on the surrounding muscles.
Good.
To kind of make up for losing the rotator cuff and the tendon.
Right. And that's just what you need to do. You need to build up those muscles and tendons. Okay. But go in and talk to your boss and, you know, be very nice. And tell them that you really do want to work and that you want to be there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't go in there, you know, saying, hey, you know, you can't pull me from my job, blah, blah, blah. Don't
mm-hmm.
do that, okay?
Okay, got
and
it.
If you do that, I feel that it will work out for you. And it's
okay.
going to take probably about a year for your arm to really fully heal, but it will.
I kind of figured that. I'm looking at a long recovery road ahead with rehab.
Yes.
And doing some of the rehab on my own. I'm not a quitter. I'm a survivor, but it is very difficult for me because I take care of my mom and a house and everything else. So and I'm handicapped on top of it. So it's challenging, very, very challenging.
Yeah, you're going to do it, though, Linda, okay? I see you
Thank
doing
you.
It. All right, honey. You go for it.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Good luck, sweetie. All right. Wow, very good. Very good. On your site, what kind of readings do you do, Annette? I mean, like if somebody wanted your services, obviously, when you do police investigation, is that pro bono? Do you just go in or do they hire you to do police investigations?
Yes, they do hire me to do the police investigations. That's a whole separate thing.
Okay.
And I do a great deal of that. But generally, people come in to see me. The very first question they're usually asking me is about their health.
Uh-huh.
They want to know about their job. They want to know about their relationships. They want to know about their children, their mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. money, their job, like I said. And that's kind of what people come to see me about. I also do past life readings as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I sort of do the whole nine yards.
Well, you've got more than enough experience that you can do the whole
right.
nine yards.
And I also do animal readings.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do medical diagnosing on animals,
uh-huh.
and I find lost animals all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you connect with animals that have crossed on?
Yes, I can.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that would be something that I would find very interesting as well.
Right.
I love when we have animal communicators on. It's one of my favorites. Well, next to ghost hunting, it's one of my next favorite subjects. So,
oh, the now, animals are lots of fun, and I have lots of stories about animals.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Tell us a story about an animal. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, okay.
What's your best story?
Okay. Well, I think one of the best stories is the story that I was working in Honolulu, Hawaii. I was on KGU radio for 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing an early morning show with a Hollywood personality, and then mm-hmm. at noon to 1, I was doing my own psychic show. Mm-hmm. So during my psychic show, this gal calls me up, and she was a handler for out at the waterworks in Honolulu, where they had all the porpoises and the whales. And she called me up, and she says, oh, Annette, you have to come out, and I want you to come out and see if you can talk to our whale. And I said, a whale? Well, okay, I have never spoken to a whale before. I said, I'll try. So I did, so I went out there the next day, and she took me over to the pond where the little lake that they had for the whale, and the whale saw me and came swimming and beached herself right up on the sand and scared the trainer half to death and kind of me too. This is a killer whale, you know.
Yeah.
The black and white ones. She was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. She was so beautiful. And she started singing. And the trainer is just standing there, you know, just like in shock, first of all, that she beached herself like that. And I started talking to the whale. And the whale is saying to me, I don't know why they brought him. I don't understand why they brought him into my pond. I don't know why he was here. And I'm talking out loud, of course, as to the trainer, what she's telling me. And the trainer just starts to cry. Oh, my God, she says. We brought a male here to mate her. And it wouldn't work. And the female whale is continuously saying to me, I don't know why they brought him. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. And so I tried to speak back to her intuitively, telling her, you know, that they brought him there to mate. And she says back to me, what is that? Like, she didn't have a clue. Her mother didn't tell her.
Okay.
Right. She did not know. She had been raised there. She had never been out in the wild.
Oh.
So she didn't have a clue as to what was going on. Then she got a little irritated, and she started slapping her tail in the water, and water is going everywhere. And she's singing, okay. And the trainer is getting really nervous, and she says, let's go down here because she's just getting too excited. And so we went down. They have a little ship there, and you could see her through this porthole. So we walked down there, and the whale just moves right out into the water, and she comes with her nose and face right up to the glass, and she's looking at me, and she's singing away. And I'm telling you, the trainer was out of her mind. I mean, she
wow.
said, I have never, ever seen anything like this before. First of all, she has never sung.
This
is the first time that we've heard
her
sing.
What a wonderful thing.
And
it must have been exciting for you.
It was very exciting. It was
right.
very exciting, but very sad at the same time because I really had no answer for her, you know, but I just kept telling her that they brought him in so that they could mate and have a baby, so she could have a baby. But she was clueless. She was absolutely clueless.
That's cute. Well, listen, Annette, I'm pretty sure I heard another beep, which means we have another caller online. So as much as I hate to stop the story short, I'm going to take our next caller. So who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Frankie calling.
Hi, Frankie. And do you
How
have a question
you,
for Annette?
Yes, I do. Annette, I'm just wondering if you could tell me what you see for me in terms of a relationship.
Okay, in finding a relationship?
Yes.
Yeah. What I see is, are you going out sometimes with a group of people?
Yeah, on occasion.
Yeah, because it's like this group, I see a male coming forward, but it feels like it's going to take, I'm getting the numbers 3/4, so I think that's going to be either 3 or 4 months before that's going to happen. But
okay, it's with a current existing group of friends.
Yes, yes, and he, either someone in the group knows him and is going to invite him to come over and, you know, eat with you or have a drink with you or something. And then he's going to look at you and smile and say, hi, my name is such and such. And you're going to say, well, my name is such and such. And you're going to kind of start up a conversation. He's very nice. He feels kind of tall.
Okay. Are you
That's all I can see about him.
Are you getting a name at all or initial?
No, I'm not getting a name at all. No, no. But it feels like this is going to be a good thing, okay? He feels sophisticated. He feels like he's had some good education. And I get kind of sandy, brownish blonde hair. That's what I'm getting. Sandy type hair.
Okay, well, keep your eyes open, Frankie.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a long-term thing, or is this a temporary thing?
No, this is going to be a long-term. And I think what's going to happen, Frankie, is you're going to be friends for a while.
Okay.
And then it's going to blossom and turn into a real love affair.
Okay.
And that is the best way to go, Frankie.
Yeah, usually that's how.
Good.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling,
Frankie. Okay, thanks for calling, Frankie.
Okay. All right. Bye.
And then I wanted to ask you, because there was another thing that I read on your website, and it says that you consult with attorneys. You know, sometimes with cases that, you know, with psychic stuff, and also you help with jury selection, which I think is really fascinating, because
mm-hmm.
I've often thought that numerology would be a very effective tool to help with jury selection, because you pretty much can tell the values and the moral values of certain people based on their energy, whether or not they'd be open-minded. And certainly, you know, the psychic stuff, you could see that right in the numbers, too. So
right.
I really thought that was fascinating. That must be interesting work.
Yes, it is. It is. It's very interesting. And you know that I was the first psychic to be brought into a murder case and be an expert witness.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
This was a case out here in California, the Susan Polk case in 2007.
Wow. And that must have been interesting.
It was very amazing because the whole problem was is that the district attorney was having a fit because he did not want me to go on the stand.
So imagine.
He created quite a circus, actually.
It must have been fascinating.
It was.
I would like to have been on that jury anyhow. But well, listen, I know I heard another beep, which means we have another caller. So if you don't mind, I'm going to see who's calling. So who do we got on the line? Hello?
Hi, my name's Sam.
Hi, Sam. Do you have a question for Annette?
Yeah. Hi, Annette.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good. I'm recently unemployed, and I was wanting to ask about my future career employment.
Okay. You know, it's like you're going to need to go and do something different from what you were doing before. Were you working for a company, a fairly large company before?
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I keep getting something about research. Have you ever done any research at all?
Some, yes, some small-scale things.
Okay, but it seems like that perhaps this is what you're going to need to do before you can go back to doing what you did before, okay? So I keep getting about research that you actually do this very well. So you need to apply for a position where you can do research. Does that make sense to you, Sam?
Okay.
So why don't you try that?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling,
thank you.
Sam.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Kind of hard to hear him. I think he was on a speakerphone.
Oh, yeah? Well, sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of an echo from here and there, yeah. I think we do have another beep, so I'm just going to go right to the next caller because we want to get in a few more before our show closes. So who's calling, please?
Hey, Allison. This is Helena.
Hello, Helena. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Do you have a question for Annette?
I do, please. Annette, hi.
Hi, Helena.
Hi. Enjoyed the whale story. Very cool.
Yeah.
I work a part-time job that I'm really not terribly keen about, and I'm pursuing some other things as I'm doing it. And it's just, it seems to be getting much rougher. I think this stuff that's happening in the heavens is really making things really heat up and change and do whatever. And I was just wondering what you get on this part-time mall job for me, like how long I would be there and if you see anything other in my career.
What I see, Helena, is that you need to stay at this part-time job right now. I feel that the time frame should be about 6 more months, maybe 6 or 7 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can hang in there with that. And you're looking at other things, though. I see you looking mm-hmm. Doing other types of things. Have you ever thought about doing things with children?
A bit, yeah.
Because I see... I see something dealing with children, with you either taking care of children or being involved with some kind of school that has small children, like, you know, preschool type thing.
Okay.
Have you looked at that?
Not too much. It would be probably more with working with creativity with children. Because that's where I'm going more towards singing and in creative work.
Okay, so then, but still you can work with preschoolers as well as a little bit older. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're in preschool, these young ones are very aware of what is going on around them. And they mimic very quickly. And so if you get them when they're very young, you can train them. And so this
yeah.
may be something that you should look at.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Helena. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Wonderful. Okay, I want to once again give out your website information in case anyone is interested in hopping on over and taking a look at your website. So it's Annette Martin, and that's with A-N-N-E-T-T-E. /Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, .com. And I really do encourage everyone to check out Annette's website because there's a lot of information there, like perhaps about getting a reading, but certainly there's articles, there's a lot of information on her work, the different kind of readings that she does, her client feedback, which is always a very important thing. And again, you know, 39 years being a psychic, that's a lot of experience. So, you know, be sure to check out her website. Annette, do you have anything upcoming in the near future on your agenda?
Yes, I do, actually. I have just finished a book with my partner, my ghost partner, Lloyd Arbach, who is mm-hmm. a very famous parapsychologist. We're mm-hmm. writing 7 ghost guidebooks, and we have just finished the first one, and that will be out from our publishers probably in early spring.
Now, what's a ghost guidebook?
Well, it's going to be a ghost guide. The first one is a ghost guidebook to San Francisco.
And oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. And the title of the book is Have Ghosts, Will Travel, San Francisco.
So basically, if you're interested in going to haunted places, this would be the book to have?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Right. And we have transcripts in there for my conversations with the ghosts at these different places in San Francisco.
Oh, sounds like a really interesting book. So
yes.
You're going to have more than one. You're going to be coming out with a series.
Yes. We're doing about 7 and then hopefully more.
Where are you going to do these books?
These are going to be in California for right now.
Oh, okay. We got to get you out here to Gettysburg or to this area.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be fun? I've been there before. I have to say, I don't know. You know what I was most fascinated, and I didn't even know until after I got home. But we would pass these trees on the battlefield, and I just wanted to go over, and the trees made me want to cry.
Oh.
And I was so drawn to the trees, and they're memory trees. They hold the memory. That's what they call them. I think they have a term for them, and I'm probably saying it wrong. But they were trees that were actually present during the battles, and they actually hold, the memories of the battles. And,
of course they do. Now, that's an impression, you see, what
right,
we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I can remember, I was just, it's just like I would stop. I have to go talk to this tree, and I'm not a tree talker. But it was just, I was more moved by the trees, which, and certainly the buildings and the different places there, there is a profound area. But you have to come on out there and check that out. We'd love to have you.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Wonderful. Well, I might even, I have a really lovely coordinator who does events, so maybe I should email you some information and get you out to this area. That'd be
all
cool.
All right. Oh,
love
yes, I would
you.
Love to do that.
Well, we're just about 1 minute left on the show on that, so I don't know if there's anything in particular, any words of wisdom that you would like to give our listening audience, but I'll give you just a few seconds here if you want to pass something on.
Well, what I would just like to say to people is to, pay attention to what is going on in your life. And when you feel that you need to go and do something, go and do it. Don't listen to somebody else telling you, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Listen to yourself.
Well, that's really good advice. That's the best advice of all. And then I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. You were such a pleasure, and I hope you come back and visit us again sometime. I would love to have you.
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Allison.
You are very welcome. It was my pleasure. And everyone, I'll be back again next week. So y'all have a really wonderful evening and, of course, abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well. Storable.